Hello, everyone. My name is Angeline.
Hello, I'm Elsie.
Angeline, you remember we haven't told our students what awards Malala has won since her speech before the UN?
你还记得吗？我们还没有告诉学生我们要跟他们说马拉拉在联合国的演讲之后赢得了什么奖项。
We're going to talk about it in this article.
还要卖个关子。Okay, let's have a look at today's article.
Malala's Struggle for Rights and Education.
I think Malala Yousafzai is such a great person.
Who is that?
She's a well-known activist from Pakistan, but she's only 17 years old.
Wow, she must be a special person.
Yes.In fact, she's the youngest person to win the Nobel Peace Prize.
What does she try to do?
She tells people to cherish the opportunity to get an education. Malala also says we should care more about the wrongs in the world.
I like her already. Can I read or hear some of her talks?
Sure, you can watch her speech from the United Nations. I think her courage to make a change will inspire you.
Word power!
Such. Thank you for being such a great friend. Thank you for being such a great friend. Special. Special. There's a special place in my heart for you. There's a special place in my heart for you. Talk.Talk. The police will give talks around the city about safety. The police will give talks around the city about safety. Inspire. 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 Inspired. Inspired. The new manager inspired her team to work harder.The new manager inspired her team to work harder.
So this is the third day of our article,、mm-hmm. and Violet and Kirk are going to talk about Malala in their discussion today, in their conversation. So Violet says, I think Malala Yousafzai is such a great person. We use the word such to emphasize the great degree of something.、
Mm-hmm. Violet 一开始说到呢，我觉得 Malala 是一个好伟大的人哦 such.如此这么，它是一个加强语气用的形容词哦。不过注意 ，such 后面可得加一个名词来使用。文章里面呢，加的是 a great person。我们赶快来看看例句怎么说吧。
Here is an example sentence. Thank you for being such a great friend. Thank you for being such a great friend.
谢谢你当一个这么棒的朋友。
So Violet mentioned someone to Kirk. So Kirk doesn't know who she's talking about. So、mm-hmm. he says, who is that?
Who's that? Kirk 完全不知道马拉拉是谁，所以呢他就问了 who is that? 那是谁啊？
Violet says, she's a well-known activist from Pakistan, but she's only 17 years old.
Violet 开始介绍起马拉拉来了，他就说了他是一个来自巴基斯坦well-known, 众所周知的激进主义分子,但是他才17岁。
Let's take a look at our 英文快译通 first.
Oh
yeah! Hello, 大家好,我是 Eunice.今天要跟大家介绍的有关复合形容词的其中一种用法，也就是副词加分词的这个复合形容词。什么叫做复合形容词呢？ 复合形容词主要分成五大类。第一类是形容词加上字尾有 ed 的名词，像是 a blue-eyed boy 蓝眼睛的男孩，也就是 a boy with blue eyes， 或者是 a long-legged girl 长腿的女孩，也就是 a girl with long legs。 第二类是数字加上单位，像是 a seven-story building 七层楼的建筑，或是 a two-door sports car 双门跑车等等。第三类就是名词加上分词的组合，像是 a man eating fish 就是食人鱼，也就是 a fish that eats man， 或是 a heartbreaking story 令人心碎的故事，意思就是 a story that breaks people's heart， 或者是呢 a heartbroken girl 心碎的女孩，就等于 a girl whose heart is broken。第四类就是形容词加上现在分词或过去分词的组合，像是 a good looking man 长相好看的男人，也就是 a man that looks good。 那最后一类就是同学们今天要学的副词加上分词的组合，我们先来举个例子，像是 a hard working student 勤奋的学生，就等于 a student that works hard。其中的 work 对于 student 来说是主动的，因此必须使用现在分词 ving。 另外呢， hard 这个字在这边是分词，并不是形容词哦，在这里是表示努力地的意思。或是 a well-known book 一本知名的书，对于 a book 来说，书应该是被人所知道的，所以对 a book 来说 know 的这个动作应该是被动的，因此呢应该要用过去分词 PP。 而 know 的三态是 know, new, known。 要学会这类组合的复合形容词，还得先记熟各类动词的三态呢。哇，复合形容词好像有点复杂对吧？那同学们就得多多复习咯，我们下次见咯，拜拜。
And we're back. So another word for well known is famous. Now we also see the word activist in this sentence. An activist is a person who works to achieve political or social change. So an activist, spelled A-C-T-I-V-I-S-T, advocates, this is a big word, let me spell that for you, A-D-V-O-C-A-T-E-S, advocates. An activist advocates, which means to publicly say that something should be done. For example, an animal rights activist is a person who advocates for the rights of animals.
You're right. 接下来呢，我们看到 activist 这个字是激进主义的分子的意思哦。为什么说马拉拉是一个激进主义分子呢？因为 an activist 代表的呢是一个对现在社会组织和运作方式怀有强烈不满，想要改革的人。
That was a difficult word to say that, I'm sorry. Yeah. And then Kirk says, wow, she must be a special person. So a person or something that is special is unique, extraordinary, different from the rest, so not normal orordinary like other people.
Kirk 听完之后就说啊，那他一定是一个很特别的人咯， special 特别的。同学们是不是对这个字熟悉到不行啊？我们赶快来看看例句吧。
Here is an example sentence for you. There's a special place in my heart for you. There's a special place in my heart for you.
That's really nice. 你在我心中有一个特别的位置。
And then Violet says, yesIn fact, she's the youngest person to win the Nobel Peace Prize. So, in fact means actually. You can use this when you want to include more detailed information about what you're talking about. For example, I was so bored at school.
Violet 接着说呢，没错，事实上 ，in fact， 她是史上年纪最轻的诺贝尔和平奖得主。
So we finally told our students, right?
Okay. Yes. 因为呢，马拉拉得奖的时候只有17岁。In fact, 事实上，当你想要表达更详细的资讯的时候呢，你就可以把 in fact 放到句首来使用哦。另外，诺贝尔奖 the Nobel Prize 分区为这个六个奖项。 和平奖就是其中之一。
Right. So the Nobel Peace Prize is an international prize which is awarded annually to whoever has done the most or best work to promote peace.
Mm-hmm.
So the prize includes a medal, so like a little medal thingy, a personal diploma,
mm-hmm.
and a large sum of prize money.
Okay. The Nobel Peace Prize...诺贝尔和平奖每年都会选出最促进和平的伟人，并且颁发奖牌、证书还有奖金给他。
So Kirk says, what does she try to do?
Kirk 接着就问了，那他是想要做什么呢？ I've read that Malala once said, when the whole world is silent, even one voice becomes powerful.
True.
当整个世界是无声的，你只要勇敢发出声音，就会成为无惧的力量。That's really impressive.
Mm-hmm. Violet says she tells people to cherish the opportunity to get an education.
Violet 回答说呢，马拉拉告诉人们要珍惜受教育的机会 ，because it is hard for people in poor countries to get an education. We need to cherish what we have now.
Exactly. So don't complain when your parents or your teachers tell you to go to school, because in some countries that's not even possible for a lot of children, right? So we have quite a few words to look at and phrases to look at in this sentence. Let's take a look at each one by one, starting with the word cherish. So if you cherish something, it is very important to you. You treasure it or you love somebody or something very much and you want to protect them or it, whatever that thing might be. For example, I cherish all the memories I have with my grandfather.
Cherish, 珍惜爱护 Cherish what you have now, including your opportunity to get an education, right? 珍惜你现有的一切，包括你受教育的机会哟。Tell us more about this word, Angeline. What is opportunity?
So an opportunity is a chance to do something or an occasion when it is easy for you to do something.So, for example, I got the opportunity to work at a magazine company, which is AMC.
Very good. 没错 opportunity 就是机会的意思。我记得呢，西方有一句谚语说啊 ，opportunity waits for no man,、right? 就是在说机会不等人了。
That's very true.、
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Violet also said, Malala also says we should care more about the wrongs in the world.
马拉拉呢也告诉我们应该要更关心世界上错误的事情 care about somebody or something 关心在乎某人某事
So wrong refers to behavior that is not honest or morally acceptable、You need to know right from wrong、Right?
另外 wrongs 这个字呢同学们注意哦在文章当中当可数名词使用代表坏事不法行为形容词 wrong W-R-O-N-G 是错误的不对的意思 It is wrong to steal 偷东西是不对的
Right Kirk then says I like her already Can I read or hear some of her talks? So a talk is a speech、Yeah
Kirk 听完之后就说了我已经喜欢上这个人了我可以读或者是听一些他的演讲吗同学们都很熟悉 talk 是动词说话不过在文章中 talk 很特别它是一个可数名词哦是演讲谈话的意思
Here is an example sentence The police will give talks around the city about safety The police will give talks around the city about safety.
警察呢会在市区中谈论关于安全的问题。Give talks about something 就是谈论某事。
Violet then says, Sure, you can watch her speech from the United Nations. I think her courage to make a change will inspire you.
Violet 说，当然可以啊，你可以看她在联合国的演讲。我觉得她想要改变世界的勇气。会激励你
So if you inspire someone, it means to encourage someone by making them feel confident and eager to do something. Here is an example sentence. The new manager inspired her team to work harder. The new manager inspired her team to work harder.
Inspire 是动词，代表鼓舞、激励。例句说呢，这名新的经理激励他的团队更努力的工作。Okay, I think we've come to the end of today's article. Let's go to our wrap up.
So we've come to the end of our 3-day article. I think you've learned a lot about Malala.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know she was the youngest recipient of the Nobel Peace Prize?
17 years old.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That year, there were actually two recipients, or two people who received the Nobel Peace Prize.The other person is from India, and his name is, I'm probably going to say this wrong, but it's Kailash Satyarthi. So he gave up his career as an electrical engineer to rid his country of child slavery.
Okay, Malala 这个出生于塔利班政权掌控区域，受了枪伤却存活下来，并且继续为教育而奋斗，还得到了诺贝尔和平奖。这个女生呢，非常的 brave。很勇敢，对不对？其实当年呢，也有另外一位和平奖的得主，来自印度。他投身呢，是去除这个奴役孩童的问题。他本来还是位工程师哦。So Malala's story can inspire all of us. 他的故事可以激励我们所有人。I recommend her speech from the United Nations. Have you watched it?
I'm not sure if I watched the same one that you're talking about, but I did sort of watch one of the speeches because I was researching about Malala. I only heard the beginning of the speech, but I was deeply touched, and I didn't have time to watch the rest, but she said something that really stuck with me, that really, like, it really sank in for me. She thanked her father for not clipping her wings. Have you heard of that term, clipping
your wings? 夹断你的翅膀,
yeah,
right? Her father still let herfly.
Exactly, because not a lot of, especially in those types of countries, not a lot of fathers would recommend or say, like, you know, tell their daughters to go out and fight for what's right, right? Because there's a lot of sexism or a lot of people who think that women are not as equal to men.
Yeah.
So when she said that, it brought tears to my eyes.
So I believe everyone will appreciate what we have now more and be braver to deal with obstacles after we read the article, right? Malala 呢现在就读于英国学院，持续为弱势发声，积极的推广了平等的教育。她用行动告诉我们，改变世界不嫌晚，也永远不会嫌太年轻。
You're right.
Wow. So this is the end of our article today.I'll see you next time.
Bye.
Tina's a real smart cookie. She always gets 100 on tests.
Tina's a real smart cookie. She always gets 100 on tests.
Hello, 我是 Joanne. 小聚会时间到咯。今天的小聚会也是要来分享甜点。点心的一种，也就是饼干。饼干的英文相信大家都知道是 cookie。 cookie 除了当饼干外，其实口语用法是加火人的意思，复数只要在后面加 s 就好啦。快来看看今天的小聚会吧。 Tina's a real smart cookie. She always gets 100 on test. 句子中的 real 是形容词，表示真正的、真实的。 Always是频率副词，表示一直、总是的意思。所以整句话的意思就是 Tina 真的很聪明，她总是考100分。如果下次要赞美别人很聪明，你就可以说 You are a smart cookie. You are a smart cookie. 好啦，让我们再来复习一下今天的小聚会。 Tina's a real smart cookie. She always gets 100 on test.小聚会，我们下次见，拜拜。
Tina's a real smart cookie. She always gets 100 on tests.
Tina's a real smart cookie. She always gets 100 on tests.
Malala's struggle for rights and education.
I think Malala Yousafzai.Is such a great person.
Who is that?
She's a well-known activist from Pakistan, but she's only 17 years old.
Wow, she must be a special person.
Yes. In fact, she's the youngest person to win the Nobel Peace Prize.
What does she try to do?
She tells people to cherish the opportunity to get an education. Malala also says we should care more about the wrongs in the world.
I like her already. Can I read or hear some of her talks?
Sure. You can watch her speech from the United Nations. I think her courage to make a change will inspire you. Such. Thank you for being such a great friend. Thank you for being such a great friend. Special. There's a special place in my heart for you. There's a special place in my heart for you. Talk. The police will give talks around the city about safety. The police will give talks around the city about safety. Inspired. The new manager inspired her team to work harder. The new manager inspired her team to work harder.